Greetings from another day with Jesus, a daily word by Pastor Priji from the heart of God. As you receive the word, prepare your ears and mind to receive Him.
Greetings in Jesus' name. Welcome to this amazing new day. Today the Lord wants to draw you so close to Himself that now there will be no difference between His heart and yours. You will receive information, you will receive understanding, you will receive secrets, even about things that are about to take place. There is a price that you and I need to pay for intimacy. But the reward of this close walk and relationship with Jesus is numerous. You can be prepared, you can be alert, you can be active, so that the devil will not have the upper hand. You will know ahead of time what is about to take place. Nothing that happens in your life will surprise you. I want to encourage you from Matthew chapter 20 and verse 17. The Bible says, as Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, He took the 12 disciples aside privately and told them what was going to happen to Him. Listen, He said, we are going up to Jerusalem, where the Son of Man will be betrayed to the leading priests and the teachers of religious law. They will sentence Him to die. Then they will hand Him over to the Romans to be mocked, to be flogged with a whip and even crucified. But here comes the twist. On the third day, He will be raised from the dead. This was the insider information. Nobody knew this. Nobody had access to this secret. But the Bible says that Jesus, He called the 12 disciples aside privately and He told them, there is a difficult season coming ahead of you. There is some betrayals coming. There is some mocking and flogging and whipping and crucifying that is about to take place. And yet, there is also a resurrection that is coming. All of this information was deposited into the minds and the hearts of the disciples, even though they were not ready for it. Even though most of them didn't understand what that is. Most of them, when Jesus was saying this to them, it didn't really register in their spirit that it is actually going to happen like this. And yet, because they were walking closely with Jesus, because they were intimately following their rabbi, they had access to information that kept them grounded. For sure, we need information that is going to keep us grounded, that is going to keep us confident, that is going to keep us filled with faith. And my desire is that today you will pursue the presence of Jesus with such ferocity, with such desire, with such understanding that you will not miss out on any information that God wants to give you. The Bible says that Jesus, He had to take the 12 disciples aside. They had to step aside from their journey to Jerusalem. Now, as a matter of fact, Jesus is the one who initiated this journey to Jerusalem. And yet, somewhere down the line, Jesus invited them to step aside, to get out of their journey, to take a break, to slow down for a bit, to calm down, to take a nap, to step aside from the highway and just sit in my presence because I have something to tell you. If they are going to be in that hurry to get to where Jesus wanted them to go, then they would have never received this information in the first place. But Jesus wanted them to step aside. So this morning, I don't know what it takes for you to do this. What it takes for you to step aside from your schedules. What would it take for you to step aside from your financial commitments? What would it take for you to step aside from your daily chores and all the routines that you have made up for yourself so you can be productive in doing what God has called you to do? What would it take for you to step aside from that journey to Jerusalem? If you will do that, the next thing the Bible says, not only did Jesus make them step aside, Jesus also spoke to them in private. It's not enough that we step aside. It is also necessary that we let go of some connections when we step aside. It could be people in our lives. It could be social media. It could be the deep desire we have to know everything that's happening on the news, the latest series that's coming in a particular channel, or the latest episode on YouTube. You know what it is for you. What is that one thing for you that you cannot live without, that you cannot do without? It could just be cricket match or the latest score of what's happening, you know? And it's necessary that we lay it all down. We be willing to disconnect from all of that and get into a private space with Jesus. One, we need to step aside, take a break, slow down. Second, find a private space. Because Jesus, He wants to tell you what is going to happen. And this is not just about world events or things that are happening in the nation or the city. He wants to tell you how your life is going to turn out to be. How you need to be fruitful and productive. How He wants to bless you and your family. How He wants to turn your life around. How He wants to equip and strengthen you in this season. He is going to show it to you. To some of you, it's going to be pictures. To some of you, it's going to be voices. To some of you, it is going to be practical, step-by-step, on-job training. But His voice is coming to us. If we will step aside and if we will get into that private space with Him, then we're going to know what is up. We're going to know what's next. We're going to know what will happen tomorrow. Jesus did not just tell them the bad news. He also told them the good news. That is, in 3 days, I will be back. He will be raised back from the dead. So this morning, be assured that the Lord will give you a glimmer of hope in the darkest of seasons you may be passing by, if you will just step aside and if you will just get private with Him. God bless you. Enjoy your time of prayer. I will catch up with you tomorrow morning.
We hope this word has divinely spoken into your spirit. To join us for the Revival Dreamers Conference that is happening in January 2022. You can register at dreamingrevival.com/2022. For further details and resources, connect with us at pastorpreji.com. Let His heavenly power lead your day ahead.